sometimes it's fun to watch us being super satisfied and it's not about the guy at all.
100%.
And I said to Mr. Cat, Ams is going to love this.
Yes. Resident pillow princess here.
Exactly.
Yes.
I was like, it's pillow princess porn. Welcome to Two Hot Wives,
a podcast where two friends in open marriages explore the exciting world of unconventional sex.
Hey, hotties. I'm Kat.
And I'm Ams. And we're the Two Hot Wives.
Sexy homework time.
Yes, we are talking about pornography.
This was a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be.
I totally agree. I actually had way more fun with this topic than I would have thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then just the talking about it with the guys and some of our friends has been really fun and interesting too.
Yeah. We actually sort of tapped the collective knowledge of the women in our group being like, hey, girls, we're about to interview a porn producer. What questions should we ask?
Right.
And just kind of getting a sense of like different genres of porn that they were into and things that like I have never heard before.
You know, we don't sit around talking about porn.
Not usually.
I mean, when we do our kind of women's thing and we get together, we're not usually talking about porn, but I think it's going to be a subject now.
Yeah.
Like all of us sharing what porn, what sites we like, what episodes on those sites.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like once we kind of opened the door to sharing stories about porn, the floodgates opened. Everybody had like an opinion. Everybody
an opinion,
had
a favorite
porn. Yeah, absolutely. It was great. It became kind of like a community experience. So it's pretty awesome.
Yep.
All right. But before we get into it, Kat, what is this lovely spring beverage we are drinking?
This is the Cherry Blossom Smash.
I love it. A little ode to the cherry. It's cherry blossom season.
Mm-hmm. It's the Luxardo cherries that we've used before. Blood orange. The cherries that are in the Luxardo cherry syrup.
Yeah.
And some bitters and club soda.
It's delicious. It's refreshing. It's not overly sweet.
Right.
Yeah.
You might remember, you know, we're not using alcohol. So I didn't mention any alcohol in there, but it'd be great with vodka or gin or, you know, whatever your favorite light.
Some kind of light alcohol
for sure. But we are using the tincture.
The nowadays.
Which has been great. The nowadays. It's actually not a tincture, I guess. It's a spirit. They're calling it a spirit.
So. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. I mean, I have to say I've tried a couple of different tinctures now, even the micro tinctures, they all do have a little bit of an oily feel to them. And it's hard to get away from that. The only time I've other than the nowadays, which is like distilled in alcohol a little bit, right? Yeah. The only other kind that I've had, which I'll put in the show notes, I bought in like Nevada and I have not been able to find anybody who sells it other than in Nevada and California. But you know, I'm going out to visit. So maybe. Maybe I'll do a quick trip to the
dispensary. Drug run.
Yeah. It's good. Anyway, with our cocktails.
We need some hocktails.
All right, Kat, it is your turn for the hot tail.
So my hot tail is all about our 60s sci-fi party that we just had.
Yes, which was a fucking blast.
It was so much fun.
It was so much fun.
Everyone was dressed up in like 60s slash sci-fi costumes, a lot of Barbarella.
Yeah. So the inspiration for the theme, which did not come from me, by the way, it was from a different member of the community, was like Barbarella and like sex, 60. Say that three times fast.
60s sexploitation.
That's right. 60s sexploitation, which is kind of hard to theme around because some of it was fantasy and sci-fi. Some of it was like thriller.
All of it was really cheesy.
Oh, so ridiculously cheesy. And actually looking at a lot of those movies while we were exploring porn, I was like, it's softcore porn basically, but it was weirdly taboo in that it is so un-PC. Like it is, feels so dated and so like you could never get away with this shit anymore. And just like the sexistness of it was like weirdly hot. I don't know. Like I was like, oh, this is so wrong. I shouldn't be watching this. It weirdly turned me on.
I just thought it was so hilarious. Like yeah, some of cheesy. It was so funny. I mean, like the fur on the walls.
Oh, yeah.
And just the set design and how like I felt like there was like a, you know, they had the movie camera on a background and someone's like moving the spaceship with a string.
Oh yeah.
Across,
oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm motioning effects. For those who you can't see me. I'm motioning my hands as if I'm holding
doing a puppet. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like it's
crazy.
It's really like low. It's not low budget, but like the special effects and stuff. This is all right. Like pre-Star Wars. So like there's no good sci-fi special effects at this point. It's super, super cheesy.
Had you ever seen it? I had never seen it before.
I saw Barbarella like a bunch of years ago and thought this is terrible. But then like watching it from this perspective of like, ooh, we could do a sexy themed house party to Barbarella. It like yeah. I had a whole new appreciation for it.
Yeah.
And thank fucking God for Timu.
Oh, I thought you were going to say teamwork.
Oh, and teamwork. Yeah, yeah, for Timu sure. Was great. I mean, there's no way that
we could have decorated this house ourselves.
It's in fact, we have a decorating party, and then we have a pre-party setup party, and then we have the party, and then we have a post-party takedown party.
Yeah, and I think my favorite addition to this list was the after-party cleanup party.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we used to do that just ourselves.
Oh, that was terrible.
It would take us all day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now it's like
an hour,
90
and a half.
Minutes yeah. to break down, and then the kids can come back home. So it's the party was awesome. The decorations were super cool. Mm-hmm. I bought like $200 worth of like faux fur rugs from Timu and covered the whole living room in like faux fur. It was pretty awesome. And then we had like silver emergency blankets all over, like covering practically all of the house. And it looked really cool. It was awesome.
When Mr. Ams was explaining to me these silver emergency blankets, I was like, okay. And I'm in my mind thinking they're going to be like tissue paper. Like they're going to fall apart. They're actually pretty durable.
Yeah. They're very, very thin, but they were super durable.
The idea of the decorations that we were talking, like we're talking about them and the actual execution, super huge difference there. Cause it looked so much better than I was picturing it in my mind.
Yes. It all turned out really, really well. Thanks to the massive efforts of the entire group. So
here are the best parts.
Yes. Ooh, tell me.
The best parts. So for this party, we decided to do stations.
Yes.
Experience stations. This made this party so much really fun. Unique and fun.
Yes.
And I remember thinking, gosh, I hope everybody's going to be into this. I wonder if they're going to think this is kind of hokey, but who cares, right? We're going to just do it. They loved it.
Yes.
They loved it. We had a guy who is really great with leather.
Yes.
He was making leather cuffs and different things for like a BDSM look.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had the kissing booth.
Yes.
This was really fun.
Blindfolded kissing booth.
And it kind of evolved. At first it was going to be like two girls were going to kiss everybody. Yeah. And then it became you could be the kissee.
Yeah.
Or the kisser. And they wore blindfolds and someone would come up and kiss you and you didn't know who it was.
That was surprisingly fun. I felt like not pressure, but nobody was doing it. So I was like stepping up and I blindfolded myself and like no one was coming up. So I took the blindfold up and I shouted out to my friend. I was like, dude, come over here and kiss me while I'm blindfolded. And that like started, you know, somebody needs to get the ball rolling.
That's right. Good and for you.
It worked a treat. And then I don't even know who I kissed afterwards.
We also had the massage bed upstairs.
Yes, for eight-handed massages.
And we had folks that were going to do the massages and you could choose who you wanted to do your massage. But what it ended up being is like someone would get on the table and maybe their spouse would be part of the massage as well. So they'd get the eight hands plus their spouse or whoever else they wanted to come and massage them. It really became a very fluid thing where people were on the bed, people were massaging. It wasn't just the original group that had signed up.
Yeah.
that was a huge hit. In fact, I think next time we need two
massage stations for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. So this was kind of inspired by the local dungeon that has a dungeon 101 night where people can go and demonstrate their kinks and have a sign up, like a whiteboard where you could sign up for 10-minute or 5-minute, however long you need to demonstrate your kink. We started it once we kind of locked in. So everybody has to come before a certain time. Then we shut the doors. You can leave, but you can't come back. And this was a good way to like segue into the party part of the party. It worked awesome.
There was also lap dances.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
His and hers lap dances.
That's right.
I got a nice lap dance. This is very fun.
I didn't get to do that one.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Yeah.
I really would have liked that, but I was busy doing something else.
Oh, yeah.
So Mr. Cat has developed a new skill.
Yes, I have heard, although I haven't experienced it yet.
Oh, you're going to have to experience it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he enjoys flocking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of the stations was also Mr. Cat in a dungeon-y kind of outfit. What would you call that?
It's a black tight, like
leather.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looked good.
He did.
With a flogger and a spanking bench, mm-hmm. and you could sign up to be flogged.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was very popular.
Yes, it was.
And I got to be his assistant, mm-hmm. which was really fun because I dressed the part, mm-hmm. and I'm walking around with my crop and kind of like, who's next? You know, yeah. And we had a sign up sheet, but because we had so many things going on in the house, sometimes the next person wasn't even around.
Right.
So I got to go hunt them down, which was really fun because I'm walking around with my crop and I'm kind of got a little attitude and I'm like, you're supposed to be somewhere.
Right.
And I would bring them in with my hands, you know, holding their arm and like, here you are. Here she is.
Practicing your little dominatrix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. It was fun. I got to watch. It was so much fun.
Yeah. Did you enjoy that? You enjoyed the watching?
I did.
Yeah. What about it was hot? Just like visually it's beautiful or?
Watching him standing tall. He looked so good. Mm-hmm. And he's focused on what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And he's not paying attention to me. He's paying attention to what he's doing. Sure. And it was sexy just to watch him kind of enjoy doing that. Mm-hmm. And the ladies really enjoyed it. I mean, they were, you know, kind of moaning a little bit.
Sure.
Moving a little bit. It was hot to watch and to watch your man like that.
Yeah.
It was pretty sexy.
Nice.
I loved it.
Yeah. I got like a little tiny glimpse in the space because I didn't do a demonstration station. I was like the shill, right? Uh-huh. I was making sure that they were all getting like actively used.
They were.
So it was hot to watch. Yeah.
That's my hot tail. That's about the hottest thing that's happened in a little while.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Well, no, there are other things actually, but I'm going to talk about those later.
Okay. Yeah. It was hot to watch. It was hot to see. I had a really good night at the party.
Uh-huh.
A really, really good night at the party.
Oh, you've got a hot tail for next time.
I sure do. Uh-huh. I sure do. It was.
I don't know the details, but I kind of know the thing. I know.
Yeah, it was otherworldly, which is so appropriate to the theme. But yeah, it was hot. So I can't wait to share that for next time. Cool. Well, I'm glad we got to talk about the party because it was really awesome.
It was.
I feel like it was maybe my favorite.
I know.
Yeah.
A Dirty Disney. I really had a good time at that one. And the theme was so cool. And
Yeah.
But, you know, if we could meld the two together with the stations, that made this party like
super fun.
Super fun.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have to do that again.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's take a little break. And when we come back, we will talk about our sexy homework for pornography.
So, Ams, tell me about your homework.
Well, we watched a lot of porn, right?
Yes.
We watched a lot of porn. So initial observations, I had a really tough time wanting to drive this process. Like, I wanted to be really passive with it. I was waiting until Mr. Ams was home and we could do it together. And he would, like, look for the sites and he would, you know, look for the different videos. And I had a tough time just, like, exploring it on my own or, like actively looking for things that I was curious about.
Right.
And I never like fully got over that. I don't know why. Normally I'm like super gung-ho to explore the homework.
Well, it's finding the time to do it. If it's not something you're super excited about in the first place, you know, there's lot like less motivation inertia to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I hesitated as well.
Did you?
Yeah. Very busy time of year right now.
Sure.
I wanted to do it, but I really wanted to do it with Mr. Cat, just like you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's actually what I took on to be my homework, was to do it with Mr. Cat.
Right, right.
But
right.
I realized, you know, that was going to be difficult. So I started to have to explore on my own a little bit.
Yeah.
Just to set the stage a little bit so that he and I would have something to talk about.
Okay. So what did that look like? What did you watching porn alone look like? Like what time of day?
Middle of the day.
Kid-free house.
Mr. Cat is at work.
Yeah.
I'm like wanting, you know, I'm just interested, I guess. Sure, just thought, you know, oh, this is a good time to watch porn.
To do my homework.
So I'm sitting in the living room with my computer.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm looking at some of the old stuff that we used to look at, like the Erica Lust, mm-hmm, Ex Confessions. Mm-hmm. Then I looked up the new stuff, Foreplay Films.
Yep.
And I started to try to find more that's out there.
Okay.
And that wasn't super easy. And then I ran out of time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I did a little of that on my own. I didn't find a whole lot that I thought was like noteworthy to show Mr. Cat.
So when you were watching porn by yourself on your couch,
naughty girl that I am,
were you like taking notes or were you like masturbating or were you just sitting there and watching?
I was taking notes.
Okay.
Because I was trying to find, you know, some specific stuff.
Yeah.
So I just had a notepad next to me, but it doesn't have anything on it. I mean, because I already know the sites and I wasn't finding anything super exciting to me.
Okay. So did you find on Erica Lust's site or on Inga Winter's site, did you find like a couple of videos that you were like, okay, that's cool. I like this.
Yeah.
Was it like in a certain genre? Was it like... What were some of the things you liked about it?
Honestly, it was really hit or miss. You know, I would start to watch it and then I would like, I can't watch this guy or something that. Sure. Like I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
Super into it. There were a couple though on both sites, you know, mm-hmm, that are hot. On Ex Confessions, mm-hmm, it was more of the BDSM kind of edgy scenarios, you mm-hmm know. On Foreplay Films, it was more like attractive couples, mm-hmm, in sort of a lush,
beautiful, artistic
setting. Yeah. And so some of those were good too.
Yeah. Like, well, and this makes sense to me, right? Like, you're not going to like every single video out there because it's so broad.
Right.
Right. You're only going to like some of them.
So my favorite part, though, of the homework was this whole weekend that Mr. Cat and I had, mm, where we had a kid-free house, which we never mm-hmm have. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about trying to go somewhere. It was going to be like 4 days, but everything we were looking into was crazy expensive. So we decided to do a staycation.
Yay for staycation.
Yay. Most people explore their own cities during a staycation. We did not do that. We went out for socializing a little bit, but not very much. But we started this off with you guys.
That's right. Uh-huh.
So you guys came over Saturday night, mm-hmm, and we set up what we call the nest. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Cat and Mr. Ams went downstairs and set up the whole thing.
They did. That was so lovely. Nice. Yeah. Shout out to the guys for that because they put a ton of effort into the music and the lighting and creating the little
blankets and making it soft. And mm-hmm they took a little projector that we have and they blew up the porn on the wall.
That's right.
Well, we didn't actually watch it that night.
No, we didn't.
Do you remember?
We did not watch it that
but
night.
But Mr. Ams had preloaded like a couple of different sites.
Videos,
that I hadn't seen. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we had our fun night, mm-hmm, which was very fun. Mm-hmm. We had a massage table. It was fun. Mm-hmm. That's probably a hot tale for another day.
There you go.
So Mr. Cat and I decided to take it up the next day.
No, keep the setup and the projector. And,
exactly.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
exactly. Because we had 4 days. We didn't know what we were going to do.
Sure.
So you want to go down in the basement and watch porn? Yeah.
Why not? That
so we great had a porn film festival is nice what I would call it.
Nice.
It was great.
Yeah.
And so we had the nest on the ground and then the porn is up on the wall or up on the ping pong table, I think.
Yeah.
But it was big And it was sort of like right in your space.
Yeah.
And we had the poofs around and the blankets. And we didn't go down there like, all right, let's like we're going to touch each other and watch porn. We just went down there to watch porn.
It was like a movie.
It was like a movie.
Yeah.
But, you know, that doesn't last very long. So Mr. Ams had found this site that is now my absolute favorite site.
Which
Frolic
is?
Me.
Yeah.
Frolic Me.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? It's like us, right? The women are cute, pretty, beautiful, but not like
fake looking.
Not fake looking, not models, real women, right?
Yes.
The guys, super hot.
Yeah. Sexy.
Yeah, really sexy. Mm-hmm. The setting was beautiful, right? It's not being shot in a basement, you know.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And their clothing is nice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was great. I had lots of ones that I wrote down from that.
Yeah.
A whole bunch that we liked, but it was hard to find something that I really, really didn't like.
Oh.
Yeah. I loved the atmosphere that they were shot in. And the couples really looked like they liked each other.
Yeah.
Like they looked like real couples.
Yes. Yeah. Mr. Ams and I looked at a bunch of different platforms, and I'll go through all of them and like my notes on all of them, but ultimately kind of landed on Frolic Me because for me, I found that I still wanted that high production quality, right? Like I thought my porn genre was like 90s softcore porn, which I, you know, it's still fun, but it's very fake and it's not like how real sex looks and it's not like how real people look. And I'm like trying to get away from that. So I just checked out a bunch of different things, including more amateur stuff. And like at the end of the day, I still like the high production value, right? Yeah. I like good music and good lighting. Right. And like it doesn't have to be an elaborate, cheesy story.
What I really liked about this site was there was not really a story. It was a couple and they're playing music and they're talking. But you don't know what they're saying because you can't hear it. It's the music. The only thing I would have changed about the way that they did these is that I would have had the music play on through the whole thing.
Yes. Oh my God. That is my one pet peeve. Every single video played one song.
Only in the very beginning.
In the very beginning.
And then there still were no words or anything, but they were, you could hear them breathing. And I get that that's hot, but seeing them move to the music was much more exciting to me.
I agree.
And so what we did was we turned off the sound of the
and just played our own music.
And it was awesome.
There you go.
It was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you can kind of hear them talking in some of them. Mm-hmm. And I would say they don't have dialogue stories, but there is
A story like they're coming home from dinner.
It's not just like two people fucking. Like
clearly,
I looked at one and it was like a woman in a kind of submissive outfit with like pasties and like she, you know, she goes up to these two guys who are playing poker and drinking almost as if she's like the prize that was won and like it lays out on the table and then, you know, a fantastic MFM threesome ensues. But like,
but you don't need words to know what's happening.
A story though. And it was enough to just kind of make it interesting. And so like, I don't need the dialogue, but I do need some reason that these people want to tear their clothes off. Like, why are they here? What's going on? A little bit of a story.
One of the ones that I liked so much was, I think it was called After Dinner. Mm-hmm. And so it's a couple and they're having dinner. And then, you know, she stands up and she walks over and they're kissing. And there's no words, but it's clearly a couple who are having dinner in their own home or, you know, they all look like mansions. You know, because the surroundings are just beautiful.
Sure.
And so again, you know, they're doing what they're going to do on this table and things are moving. And it was hot, super hot. Cause you could picture yourself in that situation. That's a really sexy room, sexy place to be. The guys were all good looking.
Yeah. I really liked that site. I thought there was different genres. So like, you know, I remember watching one that was a couple leaving the opera and they're like dressed to the nines and they get in the back of the limo and they fuck in the back of the limo. And I'm like, that's hot, right? Like, I want to imagine getting fucked in the back of a limo after going to the opera. That sounds awesome. You know, like there was like.
And the pearls.
There was definitely.
A lot of pearls.
There was a lot of pearls. That's true. But like, you know, but there was also BDSM mm-hmm. and like restraint play.
But hot BDSM.
I agree.
So when I have watched porn or looked for that kind of porn, it's always like a dirt floor in a basement or someone's old garage. And he's wearing like a faded black t-shirt with some band on the front and his pants are halfway down his butt. And it's not for me. That's for sure. Like he's not doing that for me. He doesn't look put together.
Yeah.
In these ones, all the guys look put together.
It's got more of a like 50 Shades of Grey vibe.
Yes.
Than it does. I'm here like a Dom who's like, I'm here for my own pleasure. I don't give a shit about your pleasure. And like, this is going to look like I'm torturing you. I saw a lot of that kind of BDSM porn out there. And, mm-hmm. you know, we didn't just explore feminist pornography. Right. We looked at some of the like normal platforms like X Hamster in part because observation number two, it's hard for me to pay for porn.
Yes.
It really
that's
like
funny. I had that same thought. I didn't really want to go to all those other sites, but they're free.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, that's where I'm going to start.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this site I would pay for.
Yes.
For
and
sure.
We did, and right? We got a subscription to this site and to Foreplay Films as well. And you have one to X Confessions.
Yep.
Yeah. So I had this inertia around the idea of paying. And to be honest, some of the sites, and I got my little notes, but like it's hard to cancel once you've started to subscribe. So mm-hmm. like you have all the challenges of, you know, these like platforms where you can't actually talk to a person and they keep, you know. So we started with the free porn and I'm looking at like, I'm trying to look for stuff that is not my normal demo.
Right.
Right. Like not the scripted stuff, not the high production value stuff. More like a lot of that stuff is amateur. It's just random people pointing a camera and fucking.
Right.
None of that did it for me. The sort of filming in the middle of what was happening, like the video would start and already he's like balls deep. Like I needed some context.
Yes. Yes.
I found, and the presentation of it, you go to these sites. Face,
very like,
come shot. Like, you know, all these little micro mm-hmm. clips of what's mm-hmm. going on and they're choosing like the most gratuitous part of the scene. And I'm like, warm me up a little bit first. Like I have no problem with getting really explicit, but like we have to build to that.
Right.
And the sites were just like assaultive with how much of these like little gifs that are, you know, just cum shot over and over again.
And we all know how much you love cum.
I love me some cum. we checked out a couple of different within that, because there's just so much that you can see. Mm-hmm. And that's where I was looking at BDSM going, oh my God, like I love the idea of BDSM pornography, but what I was seeing was really, really off-putting.
A turn-off, completely.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad lighting, like two dudes just like using a woman. And it like that doesn't do it for me. That does not do it for me.
I mean, it could almost seem like they grabbed her and threw her in their van.
Yes.
It's like that.
Yes.
Like there's very little talking between the two of them. Not that you have to do that, but you can't tell if she wants to be there or not.
Right, right, you know? Right.
It doesn't scream consensual.
Well, so, you know, funny you should say that, because I was like, well, what are the things that I'm into? And I like searched like CNC. There is no way to do CNC pornography, right? Because you just can't possibly know whether, or like, obviously people are actors. Hopefully it's a totally consensual experience, but like as an outsider watching, it doesn't look like a consensual experience. And that's like scary and not good.
And there are some sites where the couple is sitting in chairs and someone's interviewing them. So you can see that they like each other and that everything is good.
It would be
kind of triggering. And
it was not good. Yeah. But I did get a suggestion from one of our friends to check out a new genre of porn. Stuck porn.
Oh my God. You told me about this. This is hilarious.
This is like legitimately a thing. It's a woman gets her hand stuck somewhere in her house. She's like, she looks like a trad wife, right? Like she's like, oh, I'm doing the, you know, the laundry and like, oh my God, my hand got stuck in the dryer or like my hand got stuck in the couch. And like, you know, so she's funny. On hands and knees with one hand stuck, ass in the air. And she's like, help,
help me,
help, I'm stuck. And apparently one of them is like, my hand was stuck in the garbage disposal. And I'm like, oh my God, talk That's about awful. Triggering. Could you imagine? Her hand is stuck in the garbage disposal and somebody's like going to come up behind her. And then he's like, oh, those pants look really uncomfortable. Let me help you out of them. She's like, no, no, I need you to help me get my hand unstuck. This is like legitimately a thing.
And did you find it?
I did. Oh. The woman's hand was stuck in the couch. And then, of course, her pants end up off and like the camera's like right at her booty, right? Like uh-huh. you can see, it's like gynecologist view, oh, right? God. Of this woman. And then he's playing with her and then he's fucking her and all this stuff. It is a form of CNC, I yeah, guess, right? Because yeah, she's stuck and she has to do it. I did not find it to be a turn on, but it did make me laugh a lot, uh-huh. a lot. So, you know, if you are in it for a laugh, check out stuck porn. And I'm almost done, right? After watching all of these videos yeah. on like a regular platform, and I'm thinking about all the things we talked about, like, is this really consensual? Are these right. people really getting paid what they should be paid? And I just like, I couldn't watch it without thinking of those things. So we redirected to the paid for platforms that are mostly run by women and checked out. We went back to 4Play Films and he found a like a predator prey scene where she's like running through the forest and Ooh. He catches her and then they're like having sex in the forest, which like that's kind of hot, except they were like wearing antlers and I couldn't quite get over. Like it was a little too dressed up. The fact that
you were
up.
Watching like National Geographic.
Exactly.
It was sex in the wild.
Like the idea of it was really cool, but I think maybe like take off the antlers once you catch her, right? Oh, do your running through the forest and she's looking behind her and he's running toward her and like, and then he catches her. Cool. Now it's the sex time. And I think you have to take the antlers off uh-huh. when you're having uh-huh. sex.
And so the mask and the hooves. And yeah. Whatever else.
Just a little feedback, Inca. anyway, so we started looking at a couple of different sites. I'm going to include these in the show notes in case anybody else wants to check them out. And like, even if I didn't love it, like it might be your thing. So, and all of this was consensual, ethical, run by women. So like, it's a good space to explore. And right. and it's not just like soft, artsy stuff. Like there was some hardcore stuff out there. It just happens to be, you know, women produced.
Right.
So the first one I looked at was Belisa.com. And this was like, just like X-Hamster.
Yeah,
just I saw like that X-Hamster. One too.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it was like in your face, cum shots, kind of plasticky looking women. Mm-hmm. So definitely not my thing, but maybe your thing, right? And right. and if you're going to put money into it, like put it in the pocket of a woman. Why not?
Right, right.
The next one was literally, S-S-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H, which was nice looking. Like it looked more erotic. It was less like in your face.
But it was more like shh.
It was less in your face, more like shh. It was very quiet porn. It's like an ASMR version of porn.
Is it really?
No.
Oh, okay. Because that's probably a thing.
Oh, my God.
Yes. It's a category. I saw it.
It absolutely. ASMR is like weirdly erotic for some people. It sounds weirdly erotic.
To be, it could be like your finger, like my fingernails tapping on each other.
You could have put the ASMR as soundtrack over the porn.
Yes.
It would have put me to sleep.
Me too. Definitely Mr. Ams.
Yeah, oh, he'd be out. It doesn't take long. Anyway, we did not do a subscription to that site because apparently Mr. Ams had done one a few years ago and it was very hard to cancel. So I don't know if that's still the case or not, but that is why we did not sign up for that one. The next one we looked at was called Afterglow. And this was actually kind of cool. They had a quiz to help you find the kind of porn you want to watch. So instead of like a drop down where it's like, you know, redheads or cum shots or like, you know, blowjobs, you could do this like cute, almost like a Cosmo quiz, right? And it would then you could access one free video based on your response to the quiz. Wow. So like, that's cool. That felt cool. Interactive. It felt welcoming. Like I was excited to see like, oh, this is customized
for
me.
Smart marketing, right?
I really liked
it. Because if they showed you exactly what you like, you'd be a lot more likely to subscribe.
Yes. Targeted marketing.
Yes.
I like it. So I really enjoyed that. And what came back for me, the one like free video I got, it was called Lip Service and it was very voyeuristic. Mm. So it was mostly shot as if somebody's looking through a door and occasionally you would get the view of the couple and they could almost see someone looking through the door. And it was, she was like very directive. So you could hear them talking to each other. It was only oral and digital play. They never had like penetrative sex, but like, I didn't feel like I missed that. Like it was,
I mean, that really hot.
It was hot.
I find that really hot.
Yeah. So like, I was like, cool. This is different. This is like exactly what I was, you know, looking for based on my quiz. Like that kind of did it for me. I'm like, okay.
So that's very interesting because when I was getting my massage the week before all of this, I'm laying there and I'm thinking about the porn. And I was thinking about making porn where just the woman is satisfied.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's, in fact, when we went to Frolic Me, I'm like, they stole my idea because I thought it would just have music.
Right.
Which they didn't do, actually.
Right.
But I thought it would be just for the woman, right? Yeah. So different scenarios. She's getting a massage. She's the dominatrix. Mm-hmm. She's whatever it is. It's all directed at her. So it's all her pleasure. She's not sucking a cock.
Right.
And she's not having penetrative sex.
Right.
Although we love those things.
Yes.
Sometimes it's fun to just watch us being super satisfied and it's not about the guy at all.
100%.
And I said to Mr. Cat, Ams is going to love this.
Yes. Resident pillow princess here.
Exactly. Yes. I was like, it's pillow princess porn.
Pillow princess porn.
I had this idea on the massage table. I do my best thinking on that massage table.
Yes.
But that I would like to direct this kind of porn because this is the porn I want to see.
I love this idea. You should 100% do this.
Well, I talked to a couple of our friends, so maybe I will.
Awesome. I love this.
But I think you guys were also talking about making some porn.
Oh, yes. Yes. So put a pin in that for just a second. Let me go over the last few websites that we looked at. So there was one called Lustery, which is real couple amateur porn. And basically, it's almost like OnlyFans for couples. So like the couple does a little interview, you get to know them, and then they just film their own home pornography. So a lot of it's like pretty gratuitous stuff, right? Okay. Like depending on what people are into.
Well, I'm probably not very high quality.
So, I mean, actually, felt like the quality was pretty good. Like I looked at a couple of little reels and stuff. Even just an iPhone can shoot pretty high quality stuff these days. So I didn't feel like it was grainy or messy or any of that, but it was whatever these couples wanted to do. So it wasn't so female driven as couples driven. And you know, I felt like a lot of the content was more kind of male gaze content, but cool idea to have couples kind of like you get to know them and like you can see them and they're really, really into each other because they're an actual couple.
That's cool.
So I liked that. Of course, the Frolic Me, that ended up being my favorite as well, because it's just really high production quality,
beautiful
sets. The people were beautiful, but in a very real way.
Yeah.
There were a lot of MFM threesomes. It's kind of a thing.
I liked it.
Yeah. There was like a hot shower sex scene. And you know, I love me some shower sex.
I know, it's so clean.
I know. Everything just gets so clean at the end. Yeah, and like things would be in. There was like a 50 Shades of Grey, kind of like BDSM. You know, one guy seems to be like their dom guy. And a lot of the videos had him, you know, tying a woman down and playing with her in different ways. So it was beautiful lingerie. It was like the hair and the makeup was beautiful. I really liked it.
Loved it.
And then the last one I saw was called Ersties, which is female-produced porn. It's a German's Ersties.
Oh, okay. It's German. You're about to explain that.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's in the name?
Yeah. It's a German site. Pretty much everybody's German or Northern European. It was a lot of like lesbian porn, like girl-girl videos and a lot of tutorials and stuff. But it was like it was very matter of fact and just kind of like goofy and fun. And like,
have you met German people?
I know. But like they're, but with the sex. With this, they're a little sex obsessed.
Oh, yeah.
They're not, but I so just goofy, mean, they're usually.
Oh, not in the porn, they're not goofy?
No, in the porn, they're, well, right. Like, there's a lot of, like, I guess, repression, maybe?
You said matter of fact and to the point.
Germans.
Yes.
Yes, but their porn is goofy. And yeah, well, and a lot of like, they're into like super hardcore.
Is it okay for us to say that?
About the Germans?
Yeah. Can we talk about a whole.
I don't know. In any event, it's German. It's goofy. There's lots of girls, like a lot of girl lesbian. Girl play. There were some couple scenes and guy scenes and group sex scenes, but a lot of tutorials too. So I feel like maybe if you're a younger person and you're like, I just want to view sex as like fun and playful and like learn some stuff, I think this would be a cool site to explore. Like a 20-year-old girl or something like might be like, you know, as opposed to learning how to do the sex from like ex-hamster, go to like this and get an actual tutorial on how to do stuff, right? Cool. Like it could be like a sex education. Idea. Those were all the different porn sites that we looked at. And yes, as you were saying.
Like, so we put a pin in something.
Yes, yes. Filming the porn.
That's right.
Yeah. So, but before we get into mine, like, have you like lined up talent?
Well, so at first I thought I would just film Mr. Cat and I.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's kind of hard to do.
Yes, yes.
And have it look good, right?
Right.
So then I was talking about it with some of our friends and my friend looked at me and she said, I would do that. And I was like, really? Could I film you having sex? And she was like, yeah. So then it kind of got around the table a little bit. So I might have some takers. I mean, Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And my purpose in doing it is just to give it to them.
Right. Just have it on their device or.
Yeah, well,
or,
I totally wouldn't publish it. But yeah, just that they could have it to see. And then maybe, you know, I would see it too. But that would be really hot to do it.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were inspired by this topic during a play date to let them film Mr. Ams and myself together for just like 5 minutes. So we gave my camera to one of them and Mr. Ams's camera to the other one. So they're both shooting at the same time, about 5 minutes. And I was like, fuck, we look so good.
Yeah,
like,
you did.
We look really good.
I remember the part that you showed me. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
And I actually thought that the film itself looked good, decent quality.
Right. Yeah. Again, the iPhones are like,
they're pretty good.
They've got great cameras. So, you know, the lighting was kind of like our colored dim mood lighting. And, you know, we were not doing anything crazy. We let them direct. So, of course, it started with a blowjob. Come on, guys. Let's be a little more creative.
Doesn't all porn start with a blowjob? Oh, except for my porn.
Exactly.
There is no blowjob.
Pillow Princess porn does not start with a blowjob.
Does not start with a blowjob.
Yes. Maybe I will sign up for your porn.
Okay.
Yay. Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, we filmed that for
We're totally not going to publish that one.
It's never going out there.
No.
Sorry.
No.
You can just imagine, though.
That's right.
In any event, I was like, okay. My big fear about filming me having sex is I was going to look at it and it wouldn't look nearly as hot as like what's in my head when I'm having sex, and I would feel disappointed.
It looked just as hot.
It looked just as hot. Yeah. So I you know, tell Mr. Ams, you know, I could do that again. And of course he is off to the fucking races.
I will talk to him for you about doing my porn.
I like this.
Okay.
I like this. So we, you know, we're talking about what would this look like, and also like having one of our friends do the film work, so that you get, you know, the right angles, because you just put a camera on a surface and all of a sudden you're looking at Mr. Ams's ass for like 10 minutes. Nobody wants like he has a great ass, but like nobody wants that angle for 10 minutes.
Right.
So yeah, we'd been talking about this, and then last Saturday, we were out with friends and telling him about, you know, our plan to do a porn. But like, literally, I'm telling Mr. Ams, it's never getting released. Like, we will not share it with anybody except for on some date when we're super, super drunk. We're going to show like little snippets of it on our phone. That's right. About it.
Or on the projector on the
wall. Or maybe on the projector if you invite us to your house for a play date. You know, but he doesn't care. Like, he's going to put all of the resources and time making this great.
I was actually sitting next to him while he was talking to this person that we also are friends with.
Right.
About all of the different ways to make it perfect and all the different cameras and the lighting and how to mix the music. He was super, super into it.
He like no expense paid for our personal home pornography.
So I propose that we combine forces.
There you go. Okay. Well,
then I could take advantage of his,
expertise.
Oh, his production thing, you know, his whole technology craziness.
Yes. That'd be awesome. Yeah. Well, yeah. Absolutely.
I could probably just take advantage of that anyway.
Yeah, not about, well, we could film multiple, right? So anyway, we went out with friends on Saturday and we're telling them the idea and my friend looks at me and he's like, you should do a porn about pickleball. I was like, what? You should do a porn about pickleball.
Senior citizen porn. You know what? That it might be the best senior citizen porn ever.
Okay. It could be. And stay with me, right? Okay. This is like an absolutely fucking ridiculous idea.
Is it naked?
No way is it going to be.
Naked pickleball?
This was a very drunken suggestion at the time.
Okay.
But oddly enough, we were going to pickleball with friends for the first time the next day. I think that must have been why it came up. We were talking about our plans and stuff. So we're on the court and we're playing pickleball and we start talking with our friends. It's like Mr. Ams is super into this idea of pickleball porn. And he starts like saying stuff and like all of a sudden a script starts coming into my head of like a young woman who's getting her first lesson in pickleball and the like instructor is behind her showing her how to like work the shaft and like she doesn't know the rules, so maybe if she misses a point she gets paddled because there's a paddle.
Oh my god.
I'm like, okay,
this
like
is awesome.
I could make this work, except how do you film it, right? Like there's pickleball courts all over where we live, but
they're always occupied.
They're always occupied.
Except at night.
And you also cannot have sex on a pickleball court.
We're just going to have to build a pickleball court in your backyard.
That is an option.
I mean, then it's there for us when we're ready to use it on a regular basis.
Which would be cool. Pickleball was actually surprisingly fun.
I'll bet it was really fun.
It
looks fun.
It is not hard to do. Like I'm not great at tennis or anything like that. And it was way easier than tennis. You can pick it up.
And can you imagine if you can have sex on the court afterwards?
Well, and if you like
cute little outfits,
cute little tennis whites and like little tiny white bloomers underneath.
I'm liking this idea.
And like, so I was not
the most popular couple in the neighborhood.
Yes.
People would want to come over all the time
and play pickleball. Yeah. Well, and Mr. Ams is like, where's the pickle? I'm like, no, you don't get to write the script. I read the script.
Oh, right. Of course. Yes.
We were thinking green screen, right? We could do a green screen and sort of then you can film in a space that you can control. And then I'm thinking it goes from the court to the locker room and then there's like a rub down scene afterwards. Oh, okay. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I'm like excited.
I think this is a great idea.
Yes.
I think it's going to be very popular.
Except no one gets to watch it.
Oh, great.
I mean, maybe if it's totally, totally
so when we
awesome,
move to the
we'll
villages,
share with friends. Yes.
We will play it on the screen.
Mm-hmm. Or at my funeral.
Yeah. I promise I would not do that. I mean, if I'm still here. I promise.
Yes.
I would not do that.
Yes. Although maybe I'd be like, fuck it. At that point, I'm dead.
Yeah. And look at what I looked like.
Exactly.
Then.
I had this thought recently. Like, I should not film porn, but like I should film something right now to show to my great grandkids when I die. Like great grandma lived her fucking life, but not porn.
Not porn. Okay. That's a really good idea.
Okay, maybe just scenes, like snippets, like the non-sexual snippets.
Okay.
We
could put together a slideshow.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's better than. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're totally going to do that.
Could you imagine?
wait, like it used to be when you find the VHS in the attic. Oh, yes. What's this? Oh, huh, this is interesting. Holy shit, it's grandma.
Grandma and grandpa.
And
grandma and not grandpa.
And grandma and grandpa's friends at
the
home.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes. You would think that be a genre.
Sexy older people.
I imagine sexy older people still want to watch porn. I guess the question is, do they want to watch porn of other sexy older people or just young people?
Write us and let us know.
Yes, I'm curious.
I'm very curious.
Yeah. Yeah, because I do.
Because people have sex like forever. Well into their older years.
They certainly can.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And it's healthy to do so.
You know, doesn't make you fat.
Doesn't make you break out.
Sex is awesome. It really is like the best form of self-care.
Yeah.
Exercise. Yes. Yes. Sometimes I close my move ring. Especially during like hand jobs, I can close my move ring.
Oh my gosh. I just got another idea for porn.
Tell me.
We do fitness videos.
Naked
fitness videos having to do with making sexual acts athletic and using like the watch or whatever people are using to track those things. And you can track it on your watch. It's a whole thing.
So I 100% remember an article from Cosmo, which I totally read when I was like a teenager. And it was like sex acts that burn calories. So we could turn that into a video,
yes,
like from like the perspective of like an instructional video, yes. Like super bright, like smiley people.
Move and over
like
Jane Fonda.
Bounce, 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 bounce. Like it could be. I think we could give Jane Fonda a run for her money.
I think so.
That girl is still going strong.
Well, she is the whole reason why people go back and look at Barbarella.
That's true.
Because Jane Fonda was in it, and she was so fucking
breathtaking.
Beautiful.
In that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
She's still beautiful. But
she is. She is. Yeah. Life goals. Yes. Man. Okay. So like, we've got like, you know,
lots
homework
of cool
part,
ideas.
Part due.
I know.
Yeah.
These are going to make some good hot tails, I think.
I think so.
So we're going to take a little break. Mm-hmm. And when we come back,
we're going to give you just the tips.
So, Ams, tip number one.
Tip number one, you get what you pay for.
Yeah. You have to be willing to pay for good porn.
I think so. It's your choice, but I felt much better. Just like as a person, I felt better watching the porn that I paid for. But like
contributing to what you're taking in.
Right. Right. But even like it interfered with my ability to enjoy it. You know, like
paying for it in a bit? Not paying for it.
It was in my head and it just interfered with my ability to enjoy it.
Quality is just so night and day.
Yeah.
And actually, you could pay for that crappy porn too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They all have pay service.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what was it, like $120 for the year?
Yeah. We are so like conditioned not to pay for content. And I get that there's a lot of free content out there, but like.
But everything is free because you are the commodity. The product.
Yeah, you're the product. 100%.
And so to have to navigate through all of those ads and stuff, what do you spend $100 on?
Yeah.
This is entertaining. If you don't have anything to do, have a porn film festival.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It was fun.
And it made me feel a little bit connected with mm-hmm. the actors. Like, I felt like we were all kind of contributing to each other's experience. I don't know. I know that's like super like utopian and but like, it just made me feel better. It made me feel better to watch it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're talking about ethical porn, right?
Yeah.
So doesn't it feel ethical to actually pay for what you're watching, what you're consuming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was worth it. It was worth it to me. Yeah. All right. So Kat, what is tip number two?
Create good context.
Yeah. You should watch porn in a space that like gets you turned on for the experience.
Right.
Don't make it a throwaway
experience. Maybe not middle
of
the afternoon.
On your couch.
On your couch by yourself.
Right.
And maybe that contributed to why I didn't find anything
particularly
titillating
that
day. You know?
Right. Your head wasn't in the
game. My head wasn't in it. So.
Yeah.
And especially if you're going to do it with your partner. know, make it a time where you don't have to be somewhere right afterwards, you know, especially if you're using it the way we used it, you know, to create a fun afternoon, evening.
I think sometimes with this stuff that sort of acts as not even foreplay, but like turning you on for the main event, right? Masturbation or watching porn, we tend to treat it like a throwaway activity.
Yes.
You know, like, oh, I'm just doing this to get wet, or I'm just like doing this to get turned on enough to have sex. Like, be mindful and like appreciate the experience that you're in.
Well, and since Mr. Cat and I had like days and all day, we actually went at it with that idea that we're just going to watch this to watch it and to have fun and to talk about it. And it was really fun.
Yeah.
So we didn't have anywhere to be. You have to have time if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
And what is tip number three?
So tip number three, don't be afraid to like get outside of your comfort zone. Explore different types of genres.
Right. Things that you don't even know if you're going to like or not, but you just need to try it. You don't know.
Right. It might give you ideas for things to take home. It might give you stuff that like you didn't know you enjoyed and you really, really enjoy it.
And then if you see something you really don't enjoy, turn it off.
Right.
You know, go on to something else.
Yeah. That's a really good corollary, right? Like you tried something new. If it like, sometimes these things were an active turnoff. Mm-hmm. Like if it's a turnoff, turn it the fuck off. Right. You don't need to keep watching
it. Right.
Yeah.
This was fun.
It was surprisingly fun.
I'm really excited that we got so into it.
Yeah. And it like, you know, I love these topics where I'm like, that's not my thing. I don't like it. And we find a way to actually really enjoy it. And I'm like, oh, this is now going to be part of the repertoire.
I know. And we really enjoyed this.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
It was a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be. This is great. This was great.
So what's up next, Kat?
Next, we're doing a dominatrix training.
Oof. Yes.
I'm excited.
I know. This is more your thing than mine.
I've been getting outfits together.
Nice.
I've been getting ideas together. Okay. So,
okay.
Yeah. So I'm excited about this one.
Me too. I have some initial thoughts. So we'll be able to do it.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Until next time. So that's our show. Thanks for swinging by. And don't forget, you deserve great sex.
Now go get some.
If you love the Two Hot Wives podcast, be sure to subscribe.
And if you really love the show, rate us or give us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
Thanks for listening. I have a hard time getting hot tails together right now because people don't.
You have to ask. This is, and you know, what I've done is I ask in the middle of the experience when like, you know, they're like, yes, high on like the experience. And I'm like, can I like dick in mouth? Can I talk about this on the podcast? And I always get a yes. So
that's what I'm going to do.
There you go.
Oh, such a good idea. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. I like it.